It's the Best Country, Minnesota 93. It's TJ in studio here with you on a Thursday, joined by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
I'm looking at an article that you guys have. There's a link to it on your Facebook page. We'll get to how to get to that in a moment. But it's an article about aging in place is the title, about people staying in their homes for as long as possible. And I like how the story opens up, and this is kind of how we want to talk about this story a little bit, or add this information about how, yeah, there are a lot of aging people that would prefer to stay in their home as they get older. That makes a ton of sense. But what I found interesting was the statistic as to how many of their family members would also like them to just also stay at home and be able to live out as long as they can in their own place. So there are some things that we want to talk about in regards to this article today, and how close that one person and their family really are together, and people may not really realize it.
Yeah, absolutely. This was a great article from a seniormatters.com newsletter that I get. And it talked about how it's not just the seniors that want to stay home or the aging adults, but it's actually their children too. So 85% of those children say they would much rather have their parents age at home rather than moving into, a nursing home or something like that.
So what are the things then? Are there any things in this article that we can take and maybe be a little proactive, perhaps, or look at and say, these are the things we need to do, mom or dad or whoever, as you get older, so that we can all make sure that we are getting what we want out of this? So how do we make sure that we're going to be able to stay in our place as long as possible?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I got out of this article was just really how collaboration is what makes staying at home successful. So you're working with the family members. Maybe you're working with a home health, which we've talked about the differences a little bit before. Freedom Home Care is home care. So we're helping with activities of daily living, like bathing, grooming, toileting, helping around the house, those things. And home health gets into some of those more medical pieces like therapy. So working together to provide those services are really helping people be successful at home. And, you know, they also have in this article information about, so the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare actually funded a study about home care and the benefit of having people age in place. And we're really seeing some great benefits from that. People are saving money by doing that. It's saving the government money by keeping people at home. And it's also positively benefiting the person in their home. So they're needing less help with some of those activities of daily living once they get assistance and are getting stronger. Depression is getting better. They're also more capable of managing their lives. So they are able to be a little bit more independent with just a little bit of assistance.
It's neat to see that obviously the two sides, you know, the caretakers and the people that need the care are really that close. Also worth noting that when the time comes to maybe move into assisted living, that's not something you guys are against. You're there to help out. And sometimes you're helping out in conjunction with someone in assisted living.
Oh, absolutely. We really partner well with assisted living and independent living. And we try to help people where they're at. So, for example, you know, let's say somebody wants to make that move to assisted living, but there's a waiting list. So we're able to help them in the interim kind of get ready for that move and help them until a space is available for them. Or if somebody is at independent living and assisted living and just need a little bit of extra help, a little bit more support services, we're able to go right into those facilities and help out. So that's something that we can do as well.
Very flexible there at Freedom Home Care. So don't be afraid to ask questions, even if you're not in a situation yet where you need their help. But if we want to learn more, maybe look into this article a little bit more that we talked about today. How do we find that, and where do we find you guys?
Yeah, so I did post this article on our Facebook page, and you can just search for us, Freedom Home Care LLC, on Facebook. And we also have information on our website, freedomhomecarellc.com, or just give us a call. We'd love to talk with you, and each situation is so different, so it's great to be able to customize services based on your needs. And our number is 507-387-4663. That's 387-HOME.
All right, Christine Nessler with us today from Freedom Home Care. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.